Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm speaking with Kent and Ashley of AR Band. The band has just released a fantastic new record called Danger Is My Business, and I'm super excited to talk to both of them about it. Kent and Ashley, I sincerely want to thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this. How are you doing? What's going on?
Doing, yeah, doing good. Just, yeah, hanging out, working. Now I'm, yeah, talking to you.
Cool. What better
Yeah.
time of the day to talk about some music? How about you, Kent? What's going on?
I'm just here in the office this morning working and just working on some of the dates that we got and trying to promote those shows. And I usually spend an hour or so every in the morning, and then a little bit of time in the evening, just trying to get that stuff going and push as hard as we can.
Nice.
Try to promote these shows we got.
As an independent band, the grind truly never stops. There is always something to be doing. So I respect
For
that. That's awesome. Well, you have this amazing new record out, just came out. It's called Danger Is My Business. And I love it. It's like I just said before we started recording, truly like this is up my alley and the type of music that I feel like I was raised on. But you've also infused so much modern feeling into it. The first thing that I really want to know about here is like, what is it about? Is it a series of individual stories? Is there an overarching message through the whole record? Like, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, for my part, the lyrics of the songs that I wrote on the record are it's certainly not like a one theme running through it. I think you got like I think the first song that I wrote on the record is Devil's Blues, and that's just kind of a it's basically like the devil. It's like it's about a guy just watching the devil's handiwork.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like a couple of three different scenarios of someone running amok in the world, kind of from a spectator's point of view, you know? And so I don't know, that's just what I was thinking about at the time. And that song's pretty incredible the way it came together. I mean, I wrote it in about 5 minutes.
Those are the best songs.
Ash liked the lyrics, you know, and then we just started messing around with it, and what it became in the studio just I think kind of blew us away, you know. I think the vocal performance in the end in the jam section just was way beyond my expectations, and the saxophone, you know, Max on the sax was just it was the sauce, you know. It was just that song really came out well. And I don't know, most of the time when I'm writing, I just put myself in somebody else's shoes, you know, and try to do it that way and
Sure.
put my own stuff in it. So, I mean, that's just kind of the way I went about it. We wrote songs for a month, I guess, and then started rehearsing them in anticipation of going in the studio, and you know, that was just kind of it, you know.
Oh, that's awesome. I talk to a lot of people and I feel like the people that say the songs that I worked on for months and months at a time never come out is the ones that came to me in 5 minutes. Like sometimes you sit there and you try to like create perfection on and on, but really it's like the natural, like just like living life and whatever comes to you that turns out the best. So I'm not surprised there. Another thing that I really want to talk about is like, first, I would recommend to anyone who's going to listen to this, put on a nice pair of headphones because the production here and like just the tones that you achieved in the instrumentation sound fantastic. So how did it look on the back end of putting this thing together? Like in the studio and just like, do you work with outside producers? Any info along those lines?
Ash, you want to say something about it or?
Yeah, I mean, we work with a pal of ours, Tad Doyle. He owns a Witch Ape Studios, and yeah, he's been in the music industry for a long time. like the band Tad. I
don't know. Nice.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we work a lot with him. I mean, we go into the studio there. He has a studio at his place, and then he masters all of it.
That's nice to have the in-house studio.
Totally.
Very cool. Nice. So it sounds like it came together pretty naturally. Hopefully it didn't take too long of a time.
Oh, no. I think Ash and I already had a pretty good handle on, I mean, I think our band sounds really good live, you know. I think
sure.
But we've toiled for a long time on how it should sound, and Tad's just so good at the final production. I think in the way his facility's set up, he can really grab guitar tones, and he has a lot of nice equipment so the vocal performance really comes out well. He was also a drummer.
Okay.
First started out, and so his drum sounds are really good. He has all that dialed in, and it's a real pleasure to work there, that's for sure.
I feel like drummers think with a different brain sometimes when it comes to like the production end and putting the final touches on things. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
Drum sounds are a pain, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they are, that's for sure.
He's got that down, so that's really nice. I mean, you're way ahead of it. That's usually like the whole first day at that particular studio is almost always devoted to drums, you know?
Yeah.
And when that's down, then you're good to go.
Makes sense. I love that. And so obviously, you know, I'm thrilled to be talking to you two, but there's so much more to this band in terms of members and other instrumentalists. Like, who does what? What do you do? What do they do? Who are we missing here?
So we have Walter Stegall. He plays drums. We call him Gator. Everybody kind of locally knows him as Gator.
Sure.
It's, yeah.
That's a great nickname.
Yeah. I guess it's been his nickname for ages. And so, yeah, he drums for us. Actually, me, Kent, and Walter, we all first met before joining the band. I was like we actually met at a church. We were playing on a church band there, and then we kind of like, okay, we're going to do our thing now, which
is really kind of perfect because you know how each other play at that point.
Totally. And then we have Mattson Ovedstahl. He plays bass. He's been around for almost a year now.
Okay. Yeah, about a year.
About a year. And I guess he brought like a fresh, new kind of inspiring kind of groove. We've played with other bass players before, and I feel like we've progressed quite a bit. And I feel like with Matt, we're able to find like a really good, solid groove. And then we have Max Brody on the saxophone, and he plays other instruments too. Got some bongos in there and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah. His main thing is sax though. And that just opened up a whole new world of.
Totally. Yeah, that's actually something that I noticed on this record the most is like, and it's something that I wanted to talk about was you don't just stick to one genre here. Like you really do such an amazing job of infusing so many different styles and sounds. And it's not just one thing. Like obviously it's rooted in rock, but it takes a lot of turns and each song feels like its own little world, which is a tough thing to do, especially on creating a cohesive record. So I guess I'd love to know, like, how are you describing this album to people? Like, what are you telling them? This is what you're going to get before you actually get into it.
Well, that's a tough question. I mean,
then there's no right answers, there's no wrong answers. We all interpret it differently.
I think, Ash and I, to a degree, have similar tastes in music, you know, and a lot of the bands that we like, came from a lot of different influences. I mean, for myself, the Allman Brothers, you know, were a huge influence. And I also appreciated how you could listen to a Led Zeppelin album and hear the folk influences, the acoustic stuff. And
oh,
the
rock, yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, we just didn't really feel bound to make a particular genre like our home base. I think we take a song like Devil's Blues or one like Tell Apart that's more funky and R&B based, and once we take it and we kind of all the instruments fit together, it sounds like AR Band, you right. know. And so we just do it kind of that way, and you know, I would get bored if I was just writing heavy guitar riffs all the time. And I just don't feel that way. And so I don't think Ash does either. I don't want to speak for her, but I think we just enjoy being able to do what we do. And still, it also gives us a little bit of flexibility in a show, depending on the lineup. You know, we can put more of our shit kickers in the lineup if we're playing with heavier bands, and if we're playing with somebody who's got more of a laid back vibe, then we have a whole catalog of that too. So
yeah,
you know, kind of, I don't know, we just enjoy that flexibility. And I don't want to make records that just sound like, you know, different variations of the same song. And
of course,
yeah, I think I know that like the question wasn't about like songwriting or whatnot, but I don't know, me and Kent have like a really good like songwriting like connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he'll send me stuff and maybe won't have like a melody for it or whatnot, and then we'll work on that together. And then same with Kent, like I'll send him stuff and then he'll come up with something for it. And then sometimes like the song Sky, I remember the first time we played that, all I had was like a few lyrics. Sure. Well, I had the lyrics. Last year was a really tough year for me. My mom, I was doing like some, my mom got diagnosed with like multiple myeloma, and so I had to do lot of like caregiving for her and stuff. She had a pretty intense back surgery, and so she was bedridden for a while, and so a lot of nights spent on the couch at my parents' house. And
sure.
I was having, I don't know, a couple of songs in there kind of like just from like where I was in that place, and Sky was one of those songs. And I just came into the studio on a Monday night when we play, and I'm like, okay, well, I have some lyrics. And then I don't know, it was kind of magic. Like all I did, you know, I think one of us just started playing like some chords, and everybody just like filled in the space just like naturally. And nice. It happened just like that. It was beautiful, and I'll never forget that, you
of
know,
course. Well, that's the magic of making music. Like, obviously I'm so sorry to hear what happened and what you had to deal with, but it goes back to what I said. It's like those songs that come naturally and that just happen, like you can't recreate that, it just happens.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like our band just has like a really good feel for each other, and yeah, you can't beat them.
No, you can't buy chemistry, and you can't force it either. It's either there or it isn't, and that's what makes the good music. And honestly, I think it's what like brings actual passion to the sound of it. Not that you can always hear when people are phoning it in or kind of just like, you know, half-assing it on the record, but you can like dynamically feel like they feel like they're having fun here. This isn't just like a manufactured sound. Like it goes exactly to what you said, Kent. It's a little bit of everything. It's not just one thing, but it sounds like you're having fun. And if when like music, that's the most important thing. It comes through.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally.
I think, you know, it's probably said a lot, but I do think, you know, like our backgrounds, you know, all of us excluding Max are basically, you know, working people that play music, right? And so we don't have a background of a long background of being a professional musician, right? Sure. And so you know, we all work full-time jobs and have families, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's no one in the band that's like a you know, a runaway standout, right? It's basically everybody brings their best to the song, and we get a great product in the end. And so I think that really can't be overstated. You know,
I agree.
Ash and I might write them, but everybody has a part to play, and everybody plays it really well. And I've yet to hear someone's contribution and go, nah, you know, right? Like sure. I've been stoked every time.
For sure.
Totally. No, you're all a piece of the puzzle, and the puzzle just happens to match. So it's like, that's what it's all about. I love that. You also mentioned that you had some shows coming up, and I'd love to talk about that. Like, first off, where are you playing? What do the shows look like? What can people expect when they see you live?
Well, the next show we play is a weeknight show.
Okay.
Which tough, but we're playing the 30th at the High Dive in Seattle, which is a great Seattle venue. We're playing with some really good bands. There's the opening act is called Smedley's Racket, and it's the brainchild of our saxophone player, and I also play in that band. Right. So that's opening the show, and we're really excited to play with a band called Atrocity Girl. And they're just they're a hard hitting group of ladies from Seattle that play traditional hard rock.
Awesome.
Yeah. They're very good.
Amazing.
And just a lot of horsepower, and they're super good, you know. And so that's kind of going to be the highlight of that night, is playing with Atrocity Girl. We played with them before. They're just a killer band. And then just a few days later, we got a show Ash set up at a local venue.
Nice.
Tony B's. Yeah, in Everett.
And that's just that is a stellar, everything you want in a rock bar.
Cool.
It's just a beautiful venue, you know, it's got it all, and we're always excited to play there.
Very cool.
And that's on a weekend. We're headlining that show, and there's some great bands in that lineup.
Yeah.
Nice. Sounds like there's a lot coming up.
We play a lot. I mean, we do actually. Yeah. We have been playing a lot the last year. We played a lot of shows. Probably we're booked up more than we should be, maybe, but we're playing a lot.
That's okay. Yeah. Practice makes perfect, and that's really like the way to connect to an audience these days. Play in front of them and show them what you got.
Yeah, I think it's strange what's happening to the venues, or, you know, people don't you know, the shift from before COVID and through the 90s, where people were out late, and I remember bands used to argue over the midnight spot, and nobody wants the midnight spot anymore. You know what I mean? It's late.
I know. Life has changed, that's for sure.
Very strange.
Yeah. I have a couple more for you. I want to know, and you've already sort of detailed what this year is looking like, but like, what are some goals that you'd like to hit, hopefully by year's end? And just anything else that's coming up in terms of more music, getting back in the studio, anything.
Well, we're writing, right? We're writing
already. That counts.
For the next record. So.
Yeah, I feel like, we've been playing a lot of shows. And so we've got like a few, you know, we like to rehearse, make sure we're really tight and I think hopefully in the next couple of months we'll have a couple of, you know, a few more good solid songs new, and then I don't know when we'll be hitting the studio next. Usually, I don't know, I feel like once we have like a good solid catalog of things, you know, of new material, we're like,
you don't just go.
Yeah,
I get it.
Well, we don't go there and write.
No, that's a waste of time and money for sure.
Yeah.
So we usually show up and we're pretty dialed on the songs. And
very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what's next for sure. My last question for you here is basically for the person that is going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they click the play button?
Strap in. We got songs that are 10, 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And how it starts is never how it ends. And you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Like to take you on a little journey.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I think those are great answers. And I fully agree. Like listening to this for the first time through, you know, I never know to expect, but it truly is an adventurous record. And it's why I recommend it to everyone. And Kent and Ashley, I want to thank you so much for being here. Please let me plug this record for you before we wrap up. If you guys missed it the first time around, the record is called Danger Is My Business. We will have links in our articles so that you can listen and share and follow along. And it sounds like there's so much more in all capacities coming by the end of this year. So I'm excited to see what happens. But truly, I recommend a listen. And I want to thank you again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope you both have an amazing rest of your day, and I hope to speak soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Take care. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.